From zero water cooling to OAuth for all, the week's infrastructure shifts. An NVIDIA-backed cooling design claiming near-zero data center water consumption is attracting serious attention from engineers, drawing 353 points and 251 comments on Hacker News. The approach runs liquid coolant at 45 degrees Celsius rather than the conventional 20 to 30 degree range. Warm enough to reject heat directly to outside air in most climates, without the chiller systems that typically account for 30 to 40% of a data center's cooling energy and require evaporative water loops. Eliminating chillers removes a major siting constraint in water-stressed regions such as Arizona, Texas, and parts of Northern Europe, where regulatory pressure on water consumption is becoming a genuine barrier to hyperscale facility construction. Several Hacker News commenters note that near-zero water use in practice depends heavily on ambient climate. Cloudflare has opened self-managed OAuth to all developers, allowing teams to implement token issuance, refresh, and validation flows through Cloudflare's infrastructure without building their own OAuth server. The announcement drew 187 points and 85 comments, an indication that OAuth remains one of those protocol-level problems complicated enough that most teams would prefer not to own it internally. A ShowHN project called Nub, positioning itself as a bun-like all-in-one toolkit for Node.js, reached 247 points and 68 comments. Where Bun replaced the Node runtime entirely, Nub applies the same opinionated, integrated, fast philosophy within the existing Node ecosystem. The thread debates whether this addresses a genuine developer pain point or adds another layer to an already fragmented JavaScript tooling landscape. A QuestDB piece titled Lies, Damn Lies, and Database Benchmarks may have a modest point count but carries outsized practical value for engineering teams facing vendor evaluations. It catalogs the specific mechanisms by which database vendors game benchmarks: cherry-picked query patterns, favorable hardware configurations, workload sizes calibrated to fit in cache, and compression settings adjusted to flatter the vendor's architecture. Meanwhile, a proposed LuaJIT 3.0 syntax extension thread on GitHub drew 167 points and 100 comments, signaling that active development may be resuming for an implementation embedded in everything from game engines to network equipment firmware. RubyLLM, a framework providing a unified API surface across all major AI providers for Ruby developers, was the sixth highest scored story of the day at 394 points. As Python-centric AI tooling has dominated the integration landscape, a well-built Ruby equivalent filling the gap drew largely positive reception in its 68-comment thread.